My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin is looking for some sexy talk and photos from his scammer, Flory. Flory is looking for money, so listen and enjoy.
Flory, paint the picture of how it will be when we are finally physical. Come on, babe. It'll help me, help my day go quicker and give me a good cheer. She goes, when I comes first. Why she always got to comes first? When I comes first, I will hug you so tight, kiss your lips, and play some funs with you.
Play some funs.
Play some funs.
Play some funs.
You. Then we'll show the stuff you made me, honey. When I look at photos, I feel like I have everything in the world. I go, it sounds nice. What type of funs will we play?
I'm going to go home tonight and say, honey, let's play some funs.
You're welcome, Mr. Helix. Honey, I will like you to take me to the beach and someplace in your city. You knows all, sweetie. I go, I can do that. Do you have a picture of you in a bathing suit? Honey, I don't think so. I'm running out of time. Please, my friend is here waiting. If I have the phone, I will snap some pictures and attach it to you immediately. I don't even want to do the sexy voice anymore. I'll lick myself.
So wait a minute. These people keep doing this, though. They keep bringing the conversation to the edge, like they're going to talk about sexy stuff, but I gotta go now.
And this is a chick.
This one's the chick.
This is why they never get paid.
I know.
It's very frustrating. She goes, honey, I don't think so. I'm running out of time. Please, my friend is here waiting. If I have the phone, I will snap some pictures and attach it to you immediately. I go, okay, don't keep your friend waiting. We'll talk later. Maybe she can take pictures with her phone and you could send it. Have a nice day. We'll talk soon. She goes, why, honey? I can't take a picture with somebody's phone. Does that make any sense at all? Please, I don't like it.
I don't understand. They want to take a picture of the phone?
No, I want a picture of her in a bikini.
Oh, and she thinks she wants a picture of the phone?
No, I want her to take a picture with her friend's phone.
Oh, okay. And she doesn't understand?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I go, of course you can, and then you can email it to me. I can give you an email address. People do it all the time. If you do not wish for her to keep it, then you can just delete it after you send it. She goes, you can send me your email address. I can use her phone. If I have this money with me, right, I will go to my apartment immediately and do it for you, just for you, because I love you so much. Love, honey. I will do it. I need my own cell phone, babe, please. Again, she wants the money.
Oh, she's always like, everything that happens is that, oh, okay, here's another reason why I can point out how poor I am and I need another gadget so that you can talk to me.
I go, why do you need the money for your friend to take the picture, Flora? You promised me it would be different. You promised me you would show me you have changed and that you love me. Yet here we are again. I ask you for a simple token of your love, something to get me through a long day, and you can't take your mind off the money. To me, it seems like you have not changed at all. She goes, I never said I need money for my friend, but to complete the one I have here with me to get my own phone and laptop for the sake of God, please do this for me. Honey, I always believe in you, and I know that one day my faith will bring it to your doorstep. I go, I will not send you the money. I am stuck at work. I just ask you for a simple picture to cheer me up, and you go right back to the money. I can tell you right now, if I believe you, you just want me for the money, then you will never see a dime. I'm not going down that road with you, Flory. Either want to be with me for me and not my money, or please leave me alone. Honey, you're burning my heart by saying that. I'm after your money. I'm not after your money. But your love, let's stop this. I told you this is a family computer. Somebody may hack my account, and I have access to my Facebook. I don't like this, to be chatting with somebody's computer. You promised me about a few minutes that you send the money. Now you are changing another topic. I wish that I have my cell phone with me. All this will just end immediately. I beg you, with the name of the Lord, always the Lord, do it and leave me and my God if I disappoint you. My God will judge me, which I will never do, honey. I love you so much because you have forgiven me for being stupid. Still love you, not your money, babe. I go, your friend is not going to hack your account. That makes no sense. When I told you I could do it right away, I thought I could. Then my boss said, I can't leave. What am I going to do? These stars aren't going to fluff themselves.
I totally forgot.
Yes, I'm besides a comic who tours with the Three Stooges and Dice Clay. Flory thinks I'm also a fluffer.
I forgot that you were a fluffer. Oh my God.
And that's a lost art.
It certainly is. But Flory, I told you, your words ring hollow with me. I told you, you need to prove your love and earn my trust back. You said you would do that. You said you would do anything, do that. I wanted a nice image of how it would be physically, and first time we were together, and I got a nice hug and a kiss and nothing more. You said you want to go to the beach. I said I can make that happen. I just asked for a simple photo, and now I get the story. I think that you might not be what my heart needs. Please, honey, trust me. I will never fall you. I promise with the life of my mother and I will never betray you. Please help me. You're all I got for now. Please, I beg of you. She'll fucking kill anybody.
I know.
Killing off her mom. I go, I ask you for little in comparison to what you ask for. I have the world in the palm of my hand. I can make your life so much more. I can take away your pain, yet you continue to disappoint me. She goes, I'm not disappointing you. I've told you what will make this happen. It's raining here. Now maybe you can send someone to do it for you, please, honey. Honey, please, talk to me. I go, there is no one I can send. When I am traveling doing comedy, I can do things more easily. If you would have gotten on the phone with me on Saturday like we discussed, you would have had your new cell phone by now. When I am fluffing, I need to comply with other people's needs.
Wait a second.
What, do you have one hand on the phone?
Yes.
I'm on a break.
Yes. Wait, don't confuse the two. What's that sound? Oh, sorry, I got confused.
I go, look at it this way. The more I fluff, the more money I will have for you when you are here by my side.
The more I fluff, the better I feel.
No, I don't know. I'm not fluffing you. I don't know why you should feel so well.
So be sure to fluff and remember to kneel. Sorry, it went with the...
No, it's fine.
All right.
I go, now, Flory, please stop begging. Just do as I ask. I have a long day ahead of me, and already my hands are cramping.
What?
You got to buy one of those, squeeze things.
Got to work my hands out. It's a hard gig. Please, love, a picture in a bathing suit and a nice mental picture of us actually being in a real relationship with a real physical contact. Make me desire you, Flory. Make me think passion instead of money when the name Flory comes to mind. Can you do that for me? She goes, I know you didn't want to help me. It's okay. Telling what beyond my power now is making me crazy and my head is burning off. I'm disappointed at you. After all, I told you. You keep bagging me. Thanks a lot. You have make my whole day who's for me, period.
Exactly.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.